Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Apple announced it will delay implementing its client-side scanning for hashes of known CSAM material when uploading photos to iCloud, saying it will collect input and make improvements before releasing it. No word on any potential changes the company may make to the system or a timeline for future rollout. Microsoft confirmed it won't block users installing Windows 11 on older PCs manually using ISO files. The company said manual installs of the OS may not be entitled to get Windows updates, even security ones, and is mainly meant to be used by businesses evaluating the operating system. Microsoft also announced systems with Intel's Core X series, Xeon W series, and the Core 7820HQ found in the Surface Studio 2 are supported in Windows 11. The operators of the Ragnarok ransomware organization closed shop and released its universal decryption key. Ragnarok had been active since 2019, using the Ragnar Locker ransomware to target IT networks and collected over $4.5 million in documented ransom payments. The operators did not announce why it was shutting down. According to a notice from China's National Press and Publication Administration, the country will limit minors to 3 hours of online gaming most weeks, while previous rules limited minors to 1.5 hours per day. Minors will be able to play online from 8 to 9 p.m. on Fridays, as well as on weekends and public holidays. South Korea's National Assembly approved legislation banning app store operators like Google and Apple from forcing developers to use their in-app payment systems. A Google representative stated, "We'll reflect on how to comply with this law while maintaining a model that supports a high-quality operating system and app store, and we will share more in the coming weeks." Windows 11 will not launch with Android app support on October 5th. In a blog post, the general manager of Windows marketing, Aaron Woodman, says, "We look forward to continuing our journey to bring Android apps to Windows 11 in the Microsoft Store through our collaborations with Amazon and Intel. This will start with a preview for Windows Insiders over the coming months." Following the mass recall of every Chevrolet Bolt, the company announced it halted production of the 2022 Bolt and Bolt EUV until at least mid-September. The recall has already cost GM nearly $2 billion, and now the recall repair process is also on hold, awaiting new battery modules. GM spokesman Daniel Flores told The Verge, "We will not resume repairs or restart production until we are confident LG is producing defect-free products for us." Apple announced Arizona and Georgia will support digital driver's license and state IDs in Apple Wallet, a feature launching in iOS 15. Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah are expected to follow, although no rollout timeline was announced. The latest update to the messaging app Telegram supports an unlimited number of viewers for live-streamed content, previously limited to 1,000. The app now also lets users remove captions and sender names when forwarding a message. Earlier this week, analysts at Sensor Tower reported the app surpassed 1 billion global downloads. Axios' sources say Amazon is investing in live audio features to expand the content it can offer through Echo devices and its voice assistant. The effort is being led by Amazon's music division, with a focus on live music, but also looking at talk radio programs and podcasts as an extension of the feature. Sources frame this as a digital radio-like tool for live streaming performances, rather than yet another Clubhouse knockoff. Amazon also plans to integrate this live audio into Twitch. The Court of Justice of the European Union ruled that zero rating by German telcos Vodafone and Telekom violated EU net neutrality law. In 2016, EU telecom regulators issued guidance that telcos could zero rate services as long as they were slowed down with other services once a customer hit a data cap. However, the court found this practice draws a distinction within internet traffic on the basis of commercial considerations that was contrary to the obligation of equal treatment of traffic. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration sent an 11-page letter to Tesla asking for detailed information on how its autopilot system detects and responds to emergency vehicles parked on highways. Tesla has until October 22nd to respond, or faces fines of up to $114 million. Ireland's Data Protection Commission issued a €225 million fine against WhatsApp for failure to adequately tell EU residents what it does with their data. This is the second largest GDPR-related fine. WhatsApp has 3 months to bring its communications to consumers up to compliance, and the company plans to appeal the decision. And General Motors will temporarily halt production at 6 North American factories, citing supply chain constraints from the ongoing chip shortage. This is expected to last several weeks and impact production of trucks and SUVs. GM previously suspended plants back in April, and many global automakers have similarly been forced to temporarily halt production. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.